New Englanders found themselves practically buried in snow this week, we were reminded of one of the scariest blizzard scenes in film history, the hedge maze chase scene from Stanley Kubrick's 1980 adaptation of The Shining. Well, you could soon get a chance to wander a maze inspired by that scene, or even design one yourself. The historic Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, is holding a contest for students and architects alike to design a topiary maze that will welcome visitors from all over the globe.
We've received mazes that draw their inspiration from the history of the hotel, from Kubrick's film, from Stephen King's novel, all sorts of other sources.
That was Jeremy Spates, history and architecture director at the Stanley Hotel, which has always had a special relationship with Stephen King's novel, The Shining.
Well, in 1974, Stephen King spent one night here in the hotel. He was driving to Granby with his family, but the road was closed, so he had to spend the night here. Being the macabre sort of person Stephen King was, he saw the hotel up on the hill. Looking rather dilapidated. We were going through bankruptcy proceedings in 1970, and he said, that's where we're spending the night.
Mouse come out, wherever you are.
That one night, as you may have guessed, is exactly what inspired King's now classic horror novel. King's biggest fans may already know that the Stanley Hotel never actually had a hedge maze, nor did the Overlook Hotel, in the book, by the way. But Jeremy says it does have its fair share of ghost stories.
In reality, we believe that the hotel is haunted. We do ghost tours. We do paranormal investigations. We've had ghost hunters and ghost adventures here. But we don't believe that there are any ominous spirits. We don't think the hotel is evil. But we do really sort of capitalize on that horror genre.
Now, if you think you've got what it takes to design a killer hedge maze, you can find instructions on how to enter the contest on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Just remember, all work and no play make Jack a dull boy, so be sure to take a break every now and again.
Here's Johnny!
Stick around for more Word of Mouth when we return. Millennials, they're often called the young invincibles. Well, we're going to hear from one who argues that her generation is inadequately prepared to deal with the loss of loved ones. We're going to find out why when Word of Mouth returns.